think, if I'm honest, it's probably less significant now than it was 50, 100 years ago. I think perhaps because, as I said, in those days, in terms of communities, people who lived in, say, far countries, remote countries from Saudi Arabia or the Arabian Peninsula, not many people had the means to be able to go transport, and that was just so much harder. And it was so because not as many people had been, and so the ones who did go and came back, there was a real significance to them. The fact that they'd managed to go. I mean, I remember my uncle, he managed to go in the 70s, and he went from Malawi, and he went by boat. So I think he went from Malawi to somewhere like Kenya, I think Mombasa. From Mombasa, they took a boat to, can't remember, I think it might have been Jeddah, the port of Jeddah, and all that took. I mean, he was gone for like 3 months or something. And then, when I hear what he said about what he, when he went for Hajj, and there were no high-rise buildings then or posh hotels or anything like that. They just stayed in some little inns and so forth. And when they were telling me about their experiences to what we have now, or obviously, we're thankful for what we have now in terms of facilities and amenities, but that was hardship, when you think about it. And so there was a real reverence towards them, the fact that they'd been for Hajj, and they completed all the rituals and that. Whereas now, I think I'd say it's perhaps more sort of common, more the norm. So you get lots of people, old, young, who go for Hajj, and yeah, clearly it's nice. The significance is there, but because of sheer numbers and volume of people going, I don't think there's as much significance placed by communities, like the community towards them, as perhaps there was before. Again, I think, yeah, the expectation generally is once you come back from Hajj that, hopefully it's a new chapter, and, hopefully you become, more practicing than perhaps you were before, and hopefully spiritually you feel more enlightened. But again, I think, and I think perhaps that was more the case in years gone by. And again, I think, as I said, going back to now, because more and more people are going, people from all walks of life. Perhaps say from the very devout, perhaps say the more moderates, people tend to go, and you do look around, and, in some cases you find people, there's been no change. So they've gone for Hajj, they've come back, and there's no change, so I think again, society's expectations, community expectations have changed now in a way. So I don't think people expect you. Once you've come back from Hajj, they don't expect you to be in the mosque for five times daily prayers, and constantly, giving your life, devoting your life towards prayer and ritual. I think there's an expectation that, well, it's up to the individual in terms of how they go on from here, whether they go more into spirituality and practice of Islam, or whether, they stick to their normal habits. And I think people just leave each other to their own devices in that way.